How do you deal with 4 million addicts? It has to stop. You cannot compromise with me. I am the only remaining card left for the Filipinos to deal with the situation. I'm the only candidate who would say, stop it, I'll kill you.
In his first year as president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte shook up law and order.
Hey!
The populist strongman declared a brutal war on drug dealers and addicts.
One shot in the head would do it. Do not sometimes they pump several bullets in the, that's crazy. If you feel that you are in danger of losing your life, shoot. And that would be the order that I would give to all military and policemen. If you kill somebody, you tell him that is the order of Duterte.
In slums across the Philippines, those orders were carried out. During the first 6 months of his presidency, an average of 34 people a day were killed in drug operations.
Many here in the Philippines describe these deaths as collateral damage in a much-needed war on drugs. Others say they are violations of human rights that need to be investigated.
In the capital, Manila, Jerome was one of the casualties.
He's been in drugs, but he tried to change because he has a little girl. But then he ended up like being a stray dog by a car, not even dead.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God.
John Paul Magno says his 32-year-old brother Jerome was shot dead on the street by police.
When I see his tattoo and recognize that, I realize it was really him. And came here, but the police told me don't touch nobody.
He says his community is afraid.
You just don't kill people like that. That's not fair. We grew up in this place and know everyone here who live in this place. But now it seems like everyone is a stranger.
2 years into his presidency, human rights groups estimated 27,000 people had been killed in the war on drugs. Despite a wave of condemnation, President Duterte remained unapologetic.
When I say, do not do drugs because I will kill you, I will kill you. What is now wrong with threatening criminals?
The nation's jails also felt the impact of the drug war, pushing an already crowded prison system to the brink.
According to United Nations standards, this prison is designed to hold no more than 270 inmates. Right now, there are 3,500. It's become so overcrowded, the prison is now turning people away.
When we met Bingoy, he had been in jail for 2.5 months.
Drugs. Pinagbintangan nila ako nagtutulak. Pero kahit pera at saka droga, wala sila lang ako sa akin. Hindi ko tinatanggihan gumagamit ako, pero hindi ako nagtutulak.
Bingoy claims 8 police officers wrongfully arrested him in a convenience store.
May iningi sila sa akin tao, hindi ko maibigay dahil hindi ko naman kilala. Nung tinutukan akong baril sa ulo, sabi sa akin, Bingoy, kilala ka namin, sumama ka lang na maayos. Hinira nila buhay ko.
Violence and conflict would come to define Duterte's presidency. The Punisher would soon be fighting wars on multiple fronts, with growing unrest in the country's south and the rise of China in the region.
You must be